It's as well as being a bus shelter, it's also an art installation based on a local Maori proverb. So, you know, it's not a simple bus shelter. It's over 17 metres long. It's 5 metres wide. It seats 38 people. It's designed to be a statement as well as a shelter.
Yeah, I think I read that the architect said that the whole represents, I think, the Māori interpretation or for the Wairau Valley, or the Māori name for the Wairau Valley, which apparently means the place with the hole in the sky. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a reference to how sunny it is in Blenheim. Blenheim is New Zealand's sunniest place, and it's a reference to that, you know, there's a lot of sunshine here. And that was where the proverb comes from. Well over half the shelter is completely sheltered. So there's an inside area and there's an outside area.
Right.
And that the hole in the shelter represents that, you know, we are the sunniest place in New Zealand, and it's that Maori proverb back 500 years or more.
Well, again, from what you're saying, is like this is part art, and there are other areas to stand where it's dry. But, you know, many would argue that a bus shelter chiefly needs to be fit for purpose, and 100% of that bus shelter needs to be fit for purpose.
Well, I think, you know, that's a matter of interpretation. I mean, a lot of the time in Blenheim, it is very sunny. So, you know, you can sit outside. I believe it is fit for purpose. We have a lot of tourists that come through Blenheim, particularly from Nelson and from Picton, up to 350, 400 people a day coming through here. And this shelter is a very big improvement on what was here before, which was nothing. So, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder. And I would say to people who have perhaps been commenting on social media to actually come along, come over and actually have a look at this structure, because it's an impressive structure.
All right. I've certainly seen some images of it. The consultation process, though, seems to have been an interesting one. The public in general in Marlborough, have you had a reasonable amount of feedback about this and that hole in the bus shelter?
Look, there was a mischievous Facebook post by the local newspaper, which really only told half the story, which is that, you know, part of the shelter is open to the elements, but they've conveniently not mentioned the fact that, you know, well over half the shelter is completely sheltered. So, yeah, I think there's just a bit of mischief making by the local newspaper.
Okay. $300,000, though, you got your good bang for your buck?
Look, in terms of the cost, there was an allocation of $300. It didn't cost that much. It is a bit less than that. But post the earthquakes, it's, you know, construction costs have increased dramatically in the last few years in New Zealand. And, you know, that is part of today's New Zealand. Building large structures is not necessarily that cheap. As I said earlier, this is not an ordinary bus shelter. This is a very large structure. And it's also a challenging site. We're next door to a heritage railway station. And there were various things that had to be included. It's a public place. It has a high health and safety spec.
Right.
So okay. there's a number of issues that mean that it's not going to be a cheap shelter.
Glenn Walters, appreciate your time. Thank you. Spokesperson for the Marlborough District Council on the bus shelter with the whole part art, and the majority of the bus shelter, apparently, you can still shelter. It's 18 minutes to 6.
The Huddle with CodeBlue.co.nz. Big company IT's